Happy Monday, folks. It is a Monday night show for the first time in a long time, but very much a great reason. Tonight we are continuing on our Arrow short film special, tonight with Meat Friend. And from all the short films that I was sent, this one definitely caught my eye straight away, and I was like, right up my street. I'm not going to waste time talking about it before. We're going to go ahead and bring Izzy in. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Izzy Lee, Izzy, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you on. We love being able to, one, watch these films, short films and features, but it's a great thing when we get a chance to speak to the minds behind it. So before we actually delve into Meat Friend, we always kind of get a feel for our guests by asking them, what are your favourite films? I mean, that's the best way to kind of see where someone's at.
Yeah, I am a huge fan of John Carpenter's The Thing.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yeah. First and foremost,
Alien. That's the second time we've had The Thing mentioned on these Arrow short film interviews that we've done. It was Kieran Hickey who did Terrible Things. Mm-hmm. That was in his
mouth. He said Aliens as well.
And Aliens, yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Escape from New York, The Fog. You know, I'm a huge John Carpenter fan. The Brood. Amazing. Cronenberg,
you know.
Oh my God, yeah.
Excellent.
David Cronenberg's an interesting cat.
Oh, and now his kids are making movies too. It's great.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, what was that? He did that film with Alexander Skarsgård, the one that, Infinity Pool, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was
Cronenberg's. I gave that a run. It was different. It was different, but that's how something magical is created, when it's different. Speaking of something different, Meat Friend. At first I was like, right, okay, this looks... Talk us through the initial concept of when you initially got the idea for Meat Friend.
Yeah, so the pandemic happened and the world was on fire and everyone was in lockdown. So this is 2020 and... no one really knew what the hell was going to happen. So myself and my partner, we were living in a small apartment with two cats. My job went away. He still had his job. His job went remote. And we had a lot of, a lot of pent up frustrations and emotions. And, we weren't sure if this was the start of the apocalypse. So we started to get crazy. And well, let me just say crazier, at least on my own behalf. I've always been an artist and a writer and just, exploring different weird things in any medium. So we watched all the weirdest stuff we could possibly find. I like to say that we were in search of a heightened reality to take us out of the heightened one we were living in. A lot of Nick Cage films, a lot of over the top canon 80s films, things like that. And we just, without much human interaction, I guess we just got really weird and just decided to write something. And this is what happened. He's weird, I'm weird, together we're just insane. So yeah,
that's a perfect sandwich of strange to make an insane pie. Like it was such good fun, by the way. Like where did the Meat Friend come from, though? Who came up with the idea of this? I mean, even if you look at the picture in the corner, right, it kind of it looks like a Muppet after a house fire, right?
Yes. I call it a skinless cookie monster.
I knew I was right somewhere. Oh, no, Cookie Monster was Sesame Street. He wasn't a Muppet. So
it's
it's the same stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
So, yeah, where did you come up with that?
Well, there was a part of the short script that we had written that was a flashback that was black and white and noir. And we took it out because it was going to slow down the pace of the short, but it kind of was going to be the impetus of Meet Friend in a former life, and was influenced by sort of a Mad Men type John Hamm character problems, and saying the word problems again and again, and we would punch in closer and closer up on the actor's face. There would be like a fan circling, woof, 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 and like, you know, the slats of the blinds across his face getting weirder and more noir. And then there would just be a shot of this meat like coming off of the the fan and hitting the wall, sliding down the wall. Problems. And that was just something that, you know, it might be something else we do further down the line. I don't know. But that was Steve's idea, the co-creator of Meet Friend. And I'm like, well, what are we going to do with this? Like, let's try to write this. In what form is this meet guy going to take, you know? And I talked to a special effects friend, Eli Dorsey, in Portland, Oregon, and he got advice from Chris Callas, who had done the effects for Cronenberg's The Fly. Wow. And he was like, can I make a puppet? I've never made a puppet. I'm like, hell yeah. And so I did a sketch, and it was a bit more like of a triangular type of version of what you see here in the corner. And then so it was kind of like
somewhere between Muppet and Basket Case.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see it.
It was born of like this weird idea, and then it got weirder, and then the third stage got the weirdest with the actual puppet build.
Yeah.
So it was born of many minds, this Meet Friend here.
Do you know what's funny? A lot of the people that we've spoke to that have made these short films have actual figures or still set pieces. Do you actually have Meet Friend in your house?
It's in the closet.
Ah, no way. That's excellent.
Can we see it?
I can try to go get it. It might take me a minute if you want to pause.
That's okay. We can fill the space.
Reach it up on the top shelf. I'll be right
there. Awesome.
We're going to have Meet Friend's going to be on the show. Matthew, man, I hope you're watching.
What other podcasts could you have that on? Any chance you could bring RoboCop out for a wee chat?
Well, Stephen McCall, he brought the pig mask out when he was in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So this show has had quite a few props on it, right?
It has. It's got his props.
Right. We've filmed with the original Pennywise costume. Mm-hmm. So we did an interview with John Campopiano. So this just adds to the plethora of
props that we've had on our show but never seen.
Right.
We did see the costume. We did see the Pennywise costume.
We seen the pig mask from Nicole. And
not in real life though.
On here, of course. Well, we're still seeing it though, right?
I should have asked Stephen when I went to his house. I should have asked him to show me the pig mask. I didn't even think about it.
Can you get it out? Stephen, can you get it out? He's like, what are you talking about?
Show's your pork.
Janice is in the comments. She says, hey, guys, Janice, lovely to have you.
Just so you know, Janice, we are not interviewing the Cosmos right now. There's something going on in the background that's going to be an absolute
treat.
You're
going to see it in a second. It's going to be amazing. So Janice is quite close to California, eh? No way! That is amazing! it's bigger than I thought it was as well. Do you know that?
It's not heavy, but it gets weighty when you have to puppeteer it for, you know, 2 days straight. At least that's what I've heard.
Can you make the mouth go?
Barely. It doesn't move.
Hey, children.
It's very hard. But yes, a little bit.
That's phenomenal. Brilliant. So are you going to use Meet Friend in another short? Do you see a life after?
We might. Yeah. Let's see what happens. We would love to make a feature version, but we have no idea what that would be like at the moment.
Well, so when I kind of watched this and I was like, oh, okay, so this meat has come to life, right? I kind of felt that it was a bit like Chucky. You know how there's a serial killer that becomes the doll? Yeah? And then the doll, of course, Chucky's proper stabby, right? But Meat
stabby.
Friend...
Stabby's a very British term. A bit stabby.
But Meat Friend, though, I felt that his power is to the ability to coerce, convince people to do what he wants them to do. That's kind of what I got from it.
His friend is an ex-con and he does teach children how to make prison shivs.
Where did that idea come from? It's like, let's make him an ex-con who teaches kids how to make shivs.
Hi, it's me. I'm weird.
Actually, I love the dialogue as well, just the way it's like, that's what happened with snitches.
We just had a lot of fun, and I'm just like, what would happen if it's wrong? But it's still fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Matthew says here, just have him in the sequel cutting about murdering vegans.
I mean, that could happen too. You know, my cinematographer and my first AC and editor are both vegans, so they,
no they way.
That, yeah.
Hey, I imagine it would be probably like it could be actually fun for like vegans and non-vegans to create, because you get both sides of the like in a film in the horror, you get true representation of both sides in a movie like that. Do you know? Thank you.
That was actually one of my thoughts when I was watching it was like, I wonder if the director a vegan, because it's like, is meat just evil, that sort of thing. But you're not a vegan yourself, but you've
not,
got right. Okay, so there's nothing in that at all.
There's a little bit of socio-political there. You know, there has to be, I think.
Right. Okay.
I mean, certainly, I don't agree with mass farming and production techniques.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Fucking heinous.
That is very true. I mean, even like I love meat. If I could have meat friend, I would have meat friend. You know, I would take him to the pub.
Careful what you wish for, because he's kind of an asshole.
That's how I ended up with Kevin. look, it was my turn, right? But I lost my train of thought.
That's what happens when you act like an ass.
Do you know what? That was a question I had in my mind a few minutes ago. The decision to have him not have iris or pupils, just white cue ball eyes, where did that come from?
It came out of spookiness and wanting to be creepy. And I think if you, I don't think you would be able to see it here. You could see it a little bit, actually. It's that
You could. You can see it in the film as well. It's just
we just played around with the looks, and it looked sort of okay with having irises, but it was much creepier without it. So I had my artist, Eli, just keep painting it until it was like this sickly, opaque, dead-eyed looking thing, but, with the broken capillaries.
In that way, though, it does, like, it's the same as Michael Myers, John Carpenter, again, where you know, the blank expression kind of insinuates that there's nothing there. And that in itself is quite creepy. Do you know, I actually was quite surprised at how great, because Billy reminds me of my daughter a little bit, like take no prisoners. Billy was the real like MVP of this, because she's just like, you know what, meat friend, I've had enough of your shit. That was it, right? So it's like, you usually worry for the Billy, like for that character, you usually worry for them, like, oh, how's this going to end? But she was just like, you know what, I'm wrapping this right up.
I mean, we felt it needed something, and I'm all for, you know, girls and women taking back their power. So yeah, fuck you.
that line made me really piss myself laughing. Oh, fuck you, children.
Thank you. Very proud to be responsible for that.
why does he keep calling her children?
Because he's a belligerent asshole and he does what he wants. and he does not care about anybody else. He's a very dangerous friend to have, honestly.
Right, okay. Yeah, I'm understanding more and more about mine and Kevin's relationship.
Yes.
He's taking the shots on me tonight.
Yes.
It's my turn, man.
I also
I'm just kidding.
You know, I also wanted with this personality to be like a reflection of the worst of America.
Okay.
So social political there too, and like the little USA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah. We actually released a short. Remember when I hate that when you see it in a lot of movies, these teenagers just hanging out of limousines, shouting USA, USA. And how no other country does that unless it's at like a soccer match or something.
Right.
Nobody in any other country. I never hang out my car window shouting, Scotland! it doesn't happen. So, thanks for putting that in there. That actually made me chuckle.
Janice says, don't hold back, Jay.
I never hold back. That's my thing.
You shouldn't. You'll be much funnier that way. Yeah, I enjoy taking the piss out of this country because it treats us so badly, most of us.
The thing is, we can all take the piss out of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Taking the piss out of ourselves is actually the most fun you can have when taking the piss out of anything. self-deprecation is absolute spiritual bliss. Where do I go with like meet friend, like even the title meet friend, you're just like, that's two words that don't they don't do that,
it'd be together exactly. Right?
but that you did that.
Yeah, I mean, the irony adds to the comedy, you know what I mean? These two great taste that should never taste together ever. It makes it funnier because it's not supposed to be good. It's wrong.
Oh, like cheesecake, carrot cake. Yeah, things that don't go together, but they do work. That's it.
Yeah. Megan Duffy plays the mother in this as well. She's a great actress. One of the most notable films that we like her in is Maniac. So are you good friends? Did she read the script and be like, this has got me all over it?
Yeah, she... We met at a film festival, I believe it's Chattanooga Film Festival in 2018 or 2019. And, you know, we got together and hung out a little bit. And I thought she is really talented. And she's a great person, and she's been a couple of my shorts, Memento Mori, and another one called now I'm on the spot, I'm trying to remember, it's like a proof of concept that's not a proof of concept, so I changed the name. I can't even believe I can't remember my own fucking name. That's really bad. I'm actually just going to take the fuck now.
Happens to me all the time.
Live is so unforgiving.
Dark signals. Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
And so I try to work with Megan every chance that I can get. She's a co-producer on my first feature that is in post right now.
Oh, called brilliant.
Ashes.
It froze. I don't know.
Yeah, a ghost movie, a psychological supernatural horror movie. Yeah.
Hey,
normally we ask the question, so are you going to make a feature? You've done it, or you're doing it.
We're in post. Yeah, we shot in January, the film's being edited now, and then from there we'll do VFX and color grading and sound design and mix, et cetera, and then hopefully sooner than later it'll be ready for people to see on the festival circuit and elsewhere.
Can you say much about it, or is it all under wraps?
Yeah, I mean, I can talk a little bit about it because I raised some of the budget via Kickstarter. It's again a little social political because of this country's insane policies towards and anyone who he might not be like a rich straight white guy. It is about a woman under house arrest for the crime of having a miscarriage. And she's moved in with her new boyfriend way too fast. She's a widow and some spooky shit starts happening. And because she can't leave the house or face further, you know, strict jail time or whatever, a worse sentence, she's got to figure out how to survive. Welcome to America. It's fun here.
Fuck. That sounds really interesting.
There was a film that sounds fairly similar, which again a great concept. We don't see a lot of it. What was it called? It was Famke Janssen, and she's in a film where her husband essentially beats her all the time, right?
Oh my god!
And then she turns around and kills him, right? This is before the film starts. It kind of shows you in retrospect. She kills him, but then he comes back as a poltergeist. Right, and she gets house arrest because she killed him in self-defense. It's like, well, we'll not send you to jail, but because you killed your husband, you now have to stay in the house with a tag. So she's not allowed to leave, or she goes to jail, and now she's stuck with a poltergeist of her dead husband who terrorizes her. Oh, what was it called again? I'm looking it up right now, but it reminded me of that there.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh my god,
it's slightly different. There's a slightly different concept, but.
It's called 100 feet.
100 feet? Oh my god. Yeah. Okay.
That's what it is.
Oh yeah, that's the restraining order.
I'll have to see this. Was this recent?
10 years ago, maybe?
2008. 2008.
Oh my god. Wow.
2008. I know. But you know what? I did think that's a great concept of being stuck with all the things that made your life terrible after escaping them and being stuck with them again, eh? So if your film's like, which that puts me in mind that for me, I'd really like to see the next one that I'd like to see a feature based on that. You can peel back a lot of different films and see what their truer meanings are, or you can just enjoy it for what it is. So I think it's good when it's multifaceted in a sense like that. But looking forward to seeing that and seeing the reaction. How was the reaction on the festival circuit with Meet Friend?
Oh my god. So 2 years later, here we are on Arrow, which is amazing and so insane to me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Arrow is the genre Criterion Collection, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's been insane because it's my most popular short film and it's gotten crazy good reactions. Mm-hmm. And I've never had better audiences. Yeah. It just love it, and I'm grateful. It's just such a weird thing to be sitting here with a fucking puppet.
I think it's excellent. And,
you know,
love it.
It's really taken on a whole life of its own.
Yeah. No.
Who did the voice for Meet Friend?
Yeah, that was my other half, Steve Johansson. He's working right now. Otherwise, you know,
could bring the voice in as well. God.
Yeah, but. Yeah, one of us has to make some kind of money.
The life of an artist.
I know. That's it. That's hard. I'm not gonna lie, it's hard.
So, where did you start with your artistry? And how far back does this go? I mean, is this like I always used to draw kids as a
kindergarten man. Like with acting, writing, painting, drawing. I used to program film festivals. I just had my first book come out, actually. So,
excellent. Yeah. What's that called?
It's called I Can See Your Lies.
Oh. Are you trying to tell us something?
I'm not. That's what that's called. And that's out as of February. And it's been wild, you know? It's just like, to have a film in post and a book suddenly out. And I didn't plan it like this. It happened like this. And I'm very tired. But that book is about a woman who has the ability to know when someone's lying to her because she can see physical manifestations on their faces, like these black, bubbly oil things, these pustules that go, psh. It's disgusting.
Right.
And She's also gone in search of her missing Hollywood mother, a cold case that, you know, this person disappeared in 1979. So it's a lot going on there. It's an interesting adventure.
Looks excellent. The cover as well, really nice.
It's, yeah. Ollie Jeevans over in the UK. Phenomenal cover artist. Does work for DC Comics and a whole bunch of really, I know, right? Really, really, really cool. Love working
And that. Your book, I see there's an EPUB, so it should be available on Kindle store. Is that right?
Hell yeah.
Brilliant. And an audiobook by any chance?
Did I what?
Is there an audiobook version?
There might be in the works. Not yet, but there should be. I don't know when it'll be ready. It's not been recorded yet. We're trying to find someone cool to do the narration.
Right. Meet friend.
Oh, children.
Perhaps if it was a meet friend book, yes.
Now that'd be excellent. I know that since Audible became a thing, so many people, I tend to consume audiobooks so I can be on the go, so I don't have a lot of time to sit and read all the time, so that's one of the best ways that I consume stories. So I'll definitely look out for that when it becomes available on Audible. That's brilliant. What was the last thing I was going to ask you? It was about Meat Friend. I've now been captured in the lore of the book.
Look at him floating around in space like that. Meat Friend in space.
Meat Friend in space.
That's where all sequels go. All sequels end up in space.
That's true.
Eventually.
Yeah, he's vacuum packed Meat Friend. That's it.
Well,
vacuum packed.
If anyone wants to fund that, let me know.
Excellent. So do you think we will see Meat Friend again in one way or another, even if he's just a cameo in another one of your projects?
It's possible.
never say never.
Possible, I don't know yet.
Do you know, I've just realized who he reminds me of as well. Remember, did you ever see Flight of the Navigator?
No.
Flight of the Navigator was a Disney film. Well, it was one of these convoluted situations where it wasn't a Disney film, but then Disney bought it while it was getting made and stuff like that. But there's an alien in that who just jumps out of nowhere and steals a guy's hat just like that. And it's that exact same sort of mouth. Do you remember that, Kevin? Do you remember that
vaguely,
sequence?
Vaguely. I saw it.
I think I'm older than Kevin, so Flight of the Navigator was maybe more my age group generation than his. But that's what, so it eats this guy's baseball cap, it eats it and then just burps and then just goes, pardon me. And it's so similar. It's amazing. Very nostalgic for me. Yeah. What's it made of, by the way? Is this a latex or is it like...
So the inside is a cooking mitt. So right. It's based around that, just so we could have a universal sort of hold in here. Several layers of paint and polyurethane. We've got some doll eyes here that were painted over with, you know, a specialty paint and lacquer. And according to Eli, several layers of failure, because this is the third build that finally took shape. Yes, a lot of tears, a lot of frustration.
Well, it definitely looks like meat. It looks like meat. My friends used to get mints, and they'd all go away to like a cabin or whatever, get drunk. But what they would do is they would form a foot out of meat, and then cook it, and then eat it. Just for like fun. So they'd make a meat foot. Genuinely.
Meat foot.
Meat foot.
Sounds like a meat friend origin story. Start with the foot.
Meat foot, aye. I initially saw this, I thought that's great. You can make anything essentially out of meat. You could sculpt it, right? So that's kind of where that comes from, eh? Well, so you got your feature coming out. The book will be out. When did you say the book was? Sorry?
The book's already out, yeah.
It's out now, yep. So people can go to Amazon right now and order that. You can also find Meat Friend on the Arrow Player. Do you know that it's also currently on YouTube? Was that someone? Did someone? Oh, it's, so
It's okay.
Oh, that's fine. I was wondering because I thought I wasn't sure if you knew something. Screenbox
as well.
Oh, Screenbox as well. Oh, yeah. Phenomenal. Oh, yeah. Brilliant. So, we will encourage everybody to go and get a free trial or subscribe to the Arrow Player and hell watch yeah. Meet Friend. For sure.
We're always a little bit wary when we say, oh, it's on YouTube, because that happened to us before. We were doing a review series of it was a TV series that we did reviews of, and mm-hmm. we interviewed most of the cast. And when I was talking to one of the cast through WhatsApp,
yeah.
He said, where did you watch it? I said, oh, I saw it on YouTube. And he was like, what?
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, shit. Foot in it again.
It was nominated for Fangoria Chainsaw Award, so we had to put it online.
Right. Okay,
for a showcase last mm-hmm. year. So, yeah.
Well, at least anybody that might not be able to subscribe to any more streaming services can go and see that there anyway and see it in its glory and share it with his friends, he or she. Yeah. So, yeah, good. So thank you again, Izzy, for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on. You're welcome back anytime, especially when your feature comes out. Meet Friend is, of course, welcome back at any time. For the work you've done. It's very much appreciated that we get a chance to watch these things and speak to people as talented as yourself. It's been an absolute pleasure. So thank you very much, Izzy.
Thank you. It's been awesome. I really appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. And definitely stay in touch. We'd like to see what happens next with Meet Friend.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Everything else.
Of course.
Keep going.
Of course.
Keep going.
Thanks again, Izzy.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks very much.
See you next time. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was excellent. That was excellent. Yeah. Brilliant. Meet Friend came on the show.
I wasn't expecting that. I mean, this is what I love about doing this thing with Fetch and Arrow is you never know what's going to happen. Like, I know that if we ever, God forbid, we ever manage to speak to somebody like Steven Spielberg, we know he's not bringing E.T. with him, right? He's never going to bring E.T. with him. But with the independence, there's a good chance that there might be something kicking about in the background somewhere. We're like, oh, by the way, this was in the film. And yeah. I love that. I love that stuff.
Sure. And, definitely. Matthewman says, think Famke killed her man with her thighs.
God, that's a fantasy of mine.
Ginny says, making me feel old. Lee says, hey, guys, hope you're good. Lee, hope you're doing well. We'll be catching up with you very soon. Lee can read our minds, by the way, so I don't need to say anything. She already knows. Janice says, pleasure as always. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in tonight on a Monday. Well, there's quite a few of you in tonight. Everybody comment and tell us who you are and where you're watching from. Otherwise, we'll never know. This show is available on Spotify, Audible, everywhere that you can listen on the go. It is available YouTube, X, Twitch, Facebook Live, visually. You can watch us all through the week. This week anyway. Tomorrow we will be back with another great what we laughing at?
This is mental. Like back again tomorrow. Tomorrow's never normally a word for us, man. Tomorrow again. So we did Friday, we did Sunday, we did Monday, we're now doing Tuesday. Thank you, Arrow.
We'll be back with Drew Maxwell tomorrow to talk about his short, which is called Anatomy Maestro.
Maestro.
So you say maestro, but I say maestro.
See, the reason I say maestro is because that's actually a word. The reason you say maestro is because you've read it and went maestro? Maestro is a word.
I don't know. Lee says, hi, J-Mac, what going on? What's going on with you? So.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't bite J-Mac. She's going to tell you you've got 3 months to live. I might not be here tomorrow.
I fucking hope not.
Ah, Janice. Even if you're not here tomorrow, you'll be here in spirit for us. Not that spirit. Not that type of spirit. But you'll be here in spirit. We'll keep your energy live here in tomorrow's episode. Thank you for tuning in, Janice, as always. So that was class. Do check out Meet Friend. It is available on the Arrow Player. Do subscribe to the Arrow Player. Guys, it's only like $4.99. It's cheap as hell. You can get a free trial. If you don't like it, cancel. But there's more than all the shorts. You can watch everything there. All right, all the great horrors, stuff you've never seen before. If you're right into that, which we all are, which you all are, that's why you're tuning in. make sure you go and check that out. So support Meat Friends, support the short, support Arrow, support a film, you know, because the industry's on its arse. I know this because it literally pays me. Or Disney. Anymore. Thanks, Janice. So tomorrow, Drew Maxwell, we'll see you here for a good wee episode. Check out the Arrow Player. Watch the film. Watch the film and then come and speak to the fella tomorrow. Put your questions in the comments. All right. And if you've done any, J-Mac, anything you want to say before we bid farewell to everybody so they can go and enjoy their night?
No. Just again, thanks to Arrow for sending us these gems. I mean, without putting too fine a point in it, when I first seen the kind of image and the work that was on Meat Friend, I was like, God, what is this? But it ended up being such good fun. Like, I laughed out loud at least 3 times. Now, that's quite a lot for an 8-minute film. So it did its job. And I mean, look at that. I mean, do you know what? If they started, they could do Funko Pops of that little fucker. And they I would could, buy
and
one.
You know what? Matthewman was a bit late to the party the night, but Matthewman's done this and it's too late now for him to show Izzy. I'll maybe send it on to Izzy. But look, he's here always. He's here always. Look at that.
Oh, man.
That looks class.
He looks raging. You know, done the fucking dishes.
I know. that's amazing, Matthewman. As always, man. Hey, mark my words, one day Matthewman will be working for the big boys. He'll be making these Arrow covers and all that. Mark my fucking words, all right? Go and check out Matthewman, everybody, if you haven't already. See Matthewman Design everywhere. Go on Instagram, give him a follow. Shit's everywhere. You've seen it. You just didn't know it's him. Because half the time when anybody steals it, they like rub his name off it. Dirty bastards. Even John Cena. John Cena. Couldn't see Matthewman's name. He's like, Matthewman's like, ah, where's my credit? He's like, ah, you can't see it. I'm just kidding. On that note, folks, enjoy the rest of your night. Again, thank you very much for tuning in the show.
Thanks, Lee, for putting putting the shits up me, thinking that there's something wrong with me. So,
what's going on with you?
You will message us later and let us know what's fucking happening with me.
Class. So, see you tomorrow. Let me know if, because Tuesday's our last episode before Sunday. Let me know if we might get another wee call and say, are you good for Wednesday? Which I'm probably not, but Thursday maybe, Friday maybe, Saturday maybe, but we'll see you Sunday definitely. And we'll catch you guys later. Thank you very much. See you later, alligators.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Fuck are you? Kev, where are you? I'm worried because I can't see what's happening on the screen and I can just hear Kevin howling. What the fuck is going on?